Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Here of Free Talk Live. You can still get on the air with us, 603-283-6160. That's the color line. You can talk about whatever you want, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
You know, I had mentioned I was going to be releasing a song on May the 1st called Apostasy. I've since pushed that back because I've had a better idea. I'm going to wait until October the 26th. To release an EP that is going to contain 6 songs.
There you go.
For anyone curious about all of those numbers and the significance of them, go to thecrypto6.com. There's a reason that I'm doing 6 songs, and the reason for the October the 26th is because the trial date has been pushed back to October the 26th. It's tentative. No one seriously expects it to go to trial, then it's going to get pushed back for another 6 months at least, probably April 2022. Ian is still in jail. His hearing is coming up May the 3rd. Hopefully he gets released, because otherwise they're going to hold him for a year in jail, treating him like a criminal without a trial. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Head to thecrypto6.com if you want to help, because it's monumental, and all help is appreciated. TheCrypto6.com. Moving on to other things, though. We're talking about this photo editor guy. I don't know what the job is actually called, but he touches up photos professionally.
He's a restoration artist.
Okay, thanks.
Restoration photo artist.
Vice tasked him with colorizing some photos, it would seem, of POWs getting ready to be executed, and he did that. And
a little bit more.
Let's get into the article.
Matt Lowry, the Irish artist behind My Colorful Past, that's his website. It's actually pretty nice, pretty smooth. My Colorful Past is facing heated criticism since the publication and the ultimate retraction of an article for Vice that featured his edited photos of prisoners from Tuol Sleng prison in Cambodia. Located in Cambodia, this prison was used as a security prison. It was called Security Prison 21, S21, between 1976 and 1979 under the Khmer Rouge routine, the regiment.
Now, being an American, I'm not overly familiar with anything outside of the United States. Cambodia borders Vietnam, right? Or is it Korea? No, it's Vietnam.
It's down there in the bottom. That's all I know right off the top of my head. But anyways, during Vietnam, they had their own issues. They had a civil war that broke out.
Right.
And this, the Khmer Rouge were the people in power at the time. It is estimated that some 18,000 people were tortured and killed in the prison during that period. The site is now home to the Tuol Sleng Genocide Museum, which displays the photos that were taken of the prisoners upon their intake. Lowry, the artist, is accused of editing the historic photographs of prisoners to include smiling expressions for the Vice article. According to the New York Times, Lowry said in a now-retracted Vice article that his editing of the historic photos was meant to humanize the tragedy. Reuters?
By making them... hold up. Okay. Pictures of Cambodians about to be executed who had been tortured, he decided the best way to humanize them was to put smiles on their faces. This dude is nuts.
Well, if you go to his site, this guy, this is what he specializes in.
Restoring
old photographs, colorizing them, and smartening them up. Humanizing them, as he says.
I don't think that's humanizing them at all.
I
think it's dehumanizing them by taking away, detracting from the actual suffering and horrors.
Cambodia, the government, And the people, the families, that's exactly the conclusion that they came to. They're like,
I don't know how you can come to any other conclusion.
Reuters notes that the Vice article did not include the original photographs of the prisoners, just the manipulated ones. On April 10, the day after the Vice article was published, Belgium-based photojournalist John Vink called Lowry out on Twitter for his edits on the historic photos. Basically, so this Vink guy actually posted some before and after photos.
Okay. This is promising.
Vink's tweet was liked more than 15,000 times in less than 5 days. Amongst the many replies, one person linked to the, I hope I'm not butchering this too bad, the Tuol Slang Genocide Museum's archives, where the original photographs can be viewed. And actually, there's a link there, too. I need to probably go there. On April 11, Cambodia's Minister of Cultural and Fine Arts issued a statement and said that Lowry's work seriously affects the dignity of the victims, the reality of Cambodia's history, and is in violation of the rights of the museum, of these people at the museum, as the lawful owners and custodians of these photographs. Noting that it has not been in prior communication with Lowry, the MCFA urged Vice and Lowry to remove these images from their media. The ministry said it would consider legal action if needed.
And, of course, that's intellectual property nonsense. You can't own the rights to a photograph. You can own the rights to a photograph that is physically in your possession, that is your photograph. But if someone copies it, you don't have the right to their copy because it's their copy. Mm-hmm. They can do what they want with it.
I don't think this would, he's going to, in the court of public opinion, he's losing.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't think they could throw anything at this guy, you know. And where did he get the photos? I think he got them from them. He went there, got them,
just right click, scanned
them in. The same day, the MCFA issued a statement, Vice issued this statement. On Friday, April 9th, Vice Asia published an interview with Matt Lowry, an artist working to restore and colorize images from Security Prison 21 in Cambodia.
And humanize the victims.
Which was used by the Khmer Rouge regime from 1975 until 1979. All right, quote, the article included photographs of Khmer Rouge victims that Lowry manipulated beyond colorization. The story did not meet the editorial standards of Vice and has been removed. We regret the error and will investigate how this failure of the editorial process occurred, according to Vice.
So presumably they hired this guy to colorize these photos, and he sent them back. And at no point in looking at these did anyone ask, why are all of these torture victims smiling? Why do they seem so happy to be led to their death?
Now, this is from the IrishCentral.com. Now, RT, I think RT broke this story, I believe. And they did cover some of that argument. And I think it was either the Vice guy, one of the heads at Vice, or even Lowry was convinced that no, there were actual people who were actually smiling. And then they summed it up to, it was mostly women, and it's because they were nervous. And so they were nervously smiling in these photos. And then someone else noted,
that's from ultra-liberal Vice, too, right?
Yeah. And then
they're smiling because they're women?
Nervous women.
Nervous women.
Yeah. They were nervous of their captors, and so they... And because their captors were male, it was suggested that the women were trying to be more friendly, or maybe the male captors were being more friendly with the women, and therefore they were more likely to smile.
Oh, I'm sure their torture was plenty friendly.
But there has been backlash from that as well.
Well, thank goodness.
People who actually have visited this museum, who looked at the pictures, and they're like, yeah, you know what? I don't know. I haven't seen a single photograph in this whole museum of anybody smiling. Except possibly prison guards. They probably had their maybe male captors. Maybe they were, you know, getting a little on the side.
I would be shocked if they weren't. I mean, even the Nazis were occasionally, and they, you know, viewed Jews as subhuman. That's what I'm likening this in my mind to, you know, the greatest Holocaust in human history, which was the Holocaust in World War II. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine being an editor of a magazine or a online website or whatever, being submitted pictures of the Holocaust victims smiling and not immediately having to question it.
My big question is why? just what was going through this guy's head. Is there something else going on? It was someone else, maybe a big country with a big military and a lot of control over around the globe, wanted this guy to humanize these victims.
What do you think about
China?
603-283-6160.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call in line for that. Or you can chat with us on our video streams, all of which we are monitoring for chat at the moment, including the YouTube, the Facebook, DLive, Twitch. They all go to one slick little window that makes it super easy to respond to particular chats or to send out a message to all of them.
Love technology.
The main one that you should check out would be dlive.freetalklive.com. That's where most of the chatters are going to be. That's, you know, tends to be where our numbers are highest. dlive.freetalklive.com. I bring this up because someone has pointed out that we are wrong. Stalin and Mao did far worse than Hitler. Get the facts right. He is correct.
Correct. That we usually add that as a caveat because that is something that you don't read, you don't find out in high school.
Yes.
Because Mao and he's actually glorified. You have people out who are flipping cars over as we speak right now who glorified Stalin or at least Marx, and it's sad that it's coming. And they have learned it in their schools.
I mean, the Holocaust was bad. It was horrific. It was a tragedy. It should never been allowed to happen. The American government knew that it was happening and, you know, just sort of ignored it. But the Russian government under Stalin murdered 25 million people. And I have no idea how many Mao killed.
Well, a lot of them were killed, but a lot of them did starve to death.
Yeah.
Because that ran that country right into the ground.
So, I mean, there are a lot of genocides and holocausts throughout world history. And I suspect we haven't seen the last one.
Nope,
the best way to prevent these holocausts and genocides is to stop having a state.
Stop funding it?
Yes. Well, definitely stop funding it.
Stop hiring this Irish dude to colorize and humanize POWs?
One should definitely stop hiring this Irish dude who's putting smiles on POWs who are being let off to be executed. But yes, stop using their money. Stop paying for the U.S. government and other governments throughout the world to drop bombs, to kill people, to organize these holocausts. There's one happening right now in China of the Uyghur Muslim population, more than 3 million people being tortured, euthanized, sterilized, organs harvested, tortured. Happening right now.
Right now.
This is why I no longer use Wish.com, because I realized when we were discussing this one day that I have no way of knowing that the crap I was buying off of Wish wasn't being made by slaves being tortured.
Actual slaves.
Yes.
2021 liberals out there. There's your Disney.
The liberals out there who love Wish because it's so cheap.
They love,
just
their,
wait
they
for
love their Disney.
Love What's their, wrong with Disney?
Disney's in bed with China.
Money.
That's their biggest. They get more. We only have 300 million people in this stupid country. Then you got China,
with a population of almost a billion.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where the money is.
I'm not surprised. So these things are happening. I don't know what to do about the Chinese government and its Holocaust of the Uyghur Muslims. I don't have any suggestions to give to people. But the number one thing you could do is stop buying crap made in China. I don't know what effect that would really have, even if everyone in America stopped doing it. But at the very least, it's something that you, a person right now, can do to at least not fund the slavery and torture. But let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Washington. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. I'm just calling about misinformation in general and misleading data that gets sent and put out by people who either A, just don't even understand that they're putting misleading data out, or B, are doing it on purpose in a propaganda-ish type of way for whatever their cause is. I credit a high school teacher of mine with getting me on the alert of always taking everything with a grain of salt when we talked about, like, you would say 3 out of 4 dentists agree that one particular toothpaste is great. And the idea that, well, that would make you think 75% of all dentists agree with that. But really, there could have been 100 dentists, you know, surveyed, and only 3 of them liked it, and they picked those 3 with one other person and said 3 out of 4.
Yep.
So, I mean, the data that I get into, some of the things that come to mind is this whole COVID thing just will not go away. I mean, I remember back May or June of last year, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone because they kept taking this virus as if it was a plague and not just the basic virus with a death rate that is quite low, honestly, overall. And they keep reporting cases. Every TV channel you turned on or news station, quote-unquote news, we have in the corner, you know, daily cases and deaths, and make it sound like the, you know, the sky was falling. And they would not, you know, clarify that when they reported cases, those were confirmed cases, did not take into account all of the people who were not able to get tested, you know, especially early on, and that when you account for that, the death rate drops significantly. And then you got this newest thing where they're talking about India, and everybody's raising hay about, oh, my God, the virus is coming back, and it's going to kill everybody because they had the highest daily count, you know, set a record. I'm like, wait a minute, guys, if you compare them to the United States, they literally have four times the amount of people we do.
Yeah, so and they also said, as you said, they're cases in India.
Yes.
They're not talking about the deaths. They're talking about the cases.
Exactly. And they're talking about the cases. They won't give you the death rate, which has been very consistent. No matter where you go around the world, it basically just revolves around your age and your comorbidities, period.
Correct. And vitamin D deficiency.
There you go. Yes, that too. That too.
They found a correlation that with many of the deaths had vitamin D deficiencies. And one more. And they're obese.
And what's the best way of getting vitamin D?
Go outside in your garden and start gardening.
Or just hang out outside.
You have to stay in your houses.
Exactly. And why is that the Fauci's word of the day? Stay inside in a dusty house.
Well, Fauci's word of the day is actually you should stay outside as much as possible. Remember? We were just talking about
every day.
Sure.
With a mask on.
But today he said, he said you probably don't need a mask if you're outside by yourself.
It's straight black. It is like you said Twilight Zone. I say Black Mirror is
it's crazy.
Before this year, I had always questioned the Milgram experiment, which basically states 8 out of 10 people would shoot you dead if someone with a badge or with a lab coat told you to. And I've always been suspicious of that. I always thought it was kind of a cop out after World War II.
I remember we talked about your criticisms of that here on the show.
To basically sympathize with the Nazis and why they were just following orders. And I've always been, I just couldn't buy it. Not this year. I am totally convinced that 8 out of 10 people would shoot you dead if someone of authority, an authority figure, told them to do it. The human race has let me down so terribly this year. I am so upset with my fellow human beings this year. I am sad.
The type of person who would, but there are also people out there who wouldn't.
Two out of ten.
I realize we're the rare ones, but it's fascinating watching this play out at my other job, where you have these two totally different ways of handling the mask mandates. You have one particular group of people who will yell and scream at children for violating the, you know, the stupid little barriers. And then you have this other group that are like, did you just really just yell at a child? Yeah. There are plenty of people out there. Once you give them some authority, they will abuse it at every interval. And then you have other people who are like, I don't want this authority. I don't care what this person in the lobby does. It's not my problem. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed the second. Officials worry that the recent pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shots, in some have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Census Bureau has announced the first set of data from the 2020 census, with the U.S. population now topping 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The number also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states, to gain a seat. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will hear a case over gun rights in New York. Lance Pry has the story.
The Supreme Court agreed on Monday to hear an appeal to extend gun rights in the United States in a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Paul Clement, representing challengers to New York's permit law, said the court should use the case to settle the issue once and for all. The justices reported Monday that they will review a lower court ruling that upheld New York's restrictive gun permit law. The case will probably be argued in the fall. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And an effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom has collected enough signatures to put a vote of confidence in the governor on the ballot. That vote will happen by the end of the year, most likely in the fall. More than 1.6 million signatures were verified by the Secretary of State's office. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan, a cat person.
And 603-283-6160 is our call line. We were actually discussing during the break some of the observations that we've made about various things, because when I refer to these two groups of people at my job, it's basically night and day.
And literally.
Night shift handles it in one way, and day shift does things like yell at children. And
for walking outside of the red line on the ground,
or for sitting on something that says do not sit.
Mm.
Or, you know, an old man comes in there, he's like 85 years old, they'll make him wait outside for his food. And night shift, we don't have time for that nonsense.
So the
tyrants
work in the day. The chill cool folks work at night.
Yes.
But is it because they're chill or because they just don't got time? Idle hands. There ain't no idle hands. We got pizzas to throw.
I mean, there is downtime. I mean, and we still don't spend it dealing with that sort of nonsense.
So have you figured this out? I said I'm a cat person. I think there's a definite difference between dog people, cat person. But I'm also a night person.
I am also a night person.
So
like, this is 4 p.m. for me. I'm going to go home and spend at least 5 hours doing stuff.
Hmm. I mean, because the only thing I can think of is that the kids, most of the kids and the work at night.
Right, because of school during the day.
And people who, and they probably do drugs.
Probably.
And then you got the long haulers who work in the day. The guy who's been in the job for 30 years, he's the one working in the morning. The guy, the Walmart door greeter. He's probably been there for 40 years. He probably could have retired 10 years ago, but he just loves greeting the people at, of course, we have an old, We have a nasty obese person who works at our Walmart that I haven't even been in since June of last year.
I've been in Walmart once in the last year.
By the way, I just found out they have a curbside pickup if you want to put up with them and buy some Chinese product and have it come right out to your vehicle.
I don't want to buy anything that's going to help fund the Chinese genocide of the Uyghur Muslims.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The crazy people seem to work in the day, and they're going to yell at you for stepping outside the line, even yell at kids.
Where at night shift, on the other hand, if they do say anything to you, it's strictly because their job requires it, and all they're looking for you to do is make a problem go away.
Yeah. Give me the money, take your pizza, get out.
Yes. This is what I've always tried pointing out to people just in general, especially in regard to the trans issue. You know, they want to go into this gas station and ask the employee or whatever if it's okay for them to use the women's restroom, and I've been pointing out to them for years, don't do that. This is someone who's just trying to do their job. They're not trying to end up on YouTube. They're not trying to have a headache. They're just trying to do their job so they can go home.
So what is the answer? Just go use the bathroom?
Just go use the bathroom. Yeah. They're just trying to do their job. They're not going to stop out and go, hey, no, you can't use that restroom. But they might do that if they're a day shift gas station employee.
You know, I worked at Walmart for a couple of years. I don't think I've ever, well, I didn't, but having said that, I worked in the back room, and third shift was two of those years, so I didn't have to deal with a lot of customers, but I don't think I've ever been asked by anybody if it's okay to use the fucking bathroom.
Well, they ask, is it okay for me to use the women's restroom?
That's what I know. Just go. Well, yeah. but that's...
I mean, that's the way I view it.
If it's a single stall, it's like...
Aren't they all?
Well, no, I mean a single bathroom in a room, in a cupboard, a water closet or whatever they call this stupid thing. There's a restaurant across the river in Vermont. They don't have a men and women bathrooms. It's just they have four doors, and they're all single stalls.
That's the sensible way to approach this. We're like, oh, well, we can't have co-ed bathrooms. They work just fine in your house.
Everywhere, your business.
Your house has co-ed bathrooms.
Yeah, the business you probably work at, everyone's using the same bathroom.
Yep.
So it's a silly argument.
It absolutely is.
And some people, the same people who probably yell at the kids about stepping outside the line, probably get off on the whole argument of this of being in charge, of being able to tell people what they can and can't do.
I mean, you got to remember, a lot of these people who are working these day shift positions who react in this way, they've never had any power over anyone. And it's the ultimate aphrodisiac. Suddenly, they can tell other people what they can and can't do. And not only is their employer okay with them telling their customers what they can and can't do, their employer actively requires it and encourages it.
I've seen it. I've seen it so many times. I was also in the military, you might know.
Yeah.
I saw many young soldiers, you know, 18, 19-year-old soldiers who would get rank. They'd become specialists, E4, or even sergeant. And it was like night and day. It's like you knew them as a nice, pleasant person, and the next day it's just like a power monger. It's just, you need to respect my authority. And it's like, what the hell happened to you, man? It's like night and day. It's just like that. It's just getting that. It's taking orders from a guy with a badge,
yep.
The Milgram experiment, except it's a 19-year-old getting a badge of authority, and all of a sudden it's like I'm gonna start yelling at people. I'm gonna start bossing people around, and I've seen it too many times.
It is amazing how different people react to having authority. I mean,
so the other one that we did talk about this group is the Stanford prison experiment.
I thought that was the Milgram experiment.
Nope. This is where they went into the jail. I think it was a professor who orchestrated this, and he made prisoners and guards. And he says that 3 days later, I think, because they had to shut the whole thing down because supposedly the guards were torturing these prisoners.
Yeah, his girlfriend came to observe the experiment and had him, and you know, convinced him to shut it down because he hadn't noticed just how horrific.
Yeah.
It really was.
I think that
so tell
was.
Tell me more about the Milgram experiment.
The Milgram experiment was right after World War II. It was. I think they were sympathizing with the Nazis, trying to understand why, who, what human would commit these atrocities and just say, "I was just following orders." And so what happened is they had a room, They had a plant, and they had a test subject, and they had a man of authority with a badge and a lab coat on, and he had the test subject administer shocks to someone in the other room who was a plant, and slowly, when he would answer wrong questions, he would have the person shocked. He would tell the subject, shock your opponent, until it became excruciating. The guys in the other room screaming, and they're constantly, every time he would answer a question wrong, they would ramp up the voltage all the way to death. And these people would continue to shock the plant until I think while the man was screaming in the other room, and only 10% of the subjects refused to administer the killing blow, the killing shock.
Only 10%.
I think it was like 2 out of 50 people, subjects.
I remember this story now that you mention it. I don't remember any of the specifics, but I remember, you know, the general details of what you've described.
Well, I think it's a neat experiment. I think it's a neat, neat as in understanding human nature neat. And I didn't believe it until this year.
It's certainly a flaw in human nature that so many people can just blindly obey an authority figure because that authority figure says to obey. But it helped the Nazis a lot that they were propagandized for decades.
Oh yeah, as well as the communists, China and Russia,
into dehumanizing,
as well as our soldiers and our citizenry.
Yeah, you can't get a soldier who views someone as a human being to undergo a mass execution.
However, look at pictures of the Japanese, the Chiners. From our own propaganda machine, and you'll see, black Americans, and yep. You can say, and you don't have to question whether that's racist or not. It's racist, straight up.
The important thing is to never allow anyone to be dehumanized, because once you strip them of their humanity, people no longer have any sort of moral connection to keep them from committing atrocities.
You know what we need to do?
And people are out there doing this with those who refuse to wear masks. They are stripping them
exactly
of their humanity.
We need to hire that Irish guy to put smiles on everybody.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment here on Free Talk Live. Conan looked it up, and it's actually not quite that bad as, what did you say initially?
I said 8 out of 10 people would kill you. It's not that bad. It's only 65% of the participants actually administered the killing blow. So 26 participants out of 40 administer the 450-volt killing shock to a person in the other room because they were told to do it from a person with a badge.
This is why we have to learn to question authority.
Yep. Always. Always question, always. And you know what? I've been doing it my whole life, and I know it pisses people off. It pisses my bosses off no end. But you know what? If you know that something is wrong, it's your job as a human being to question it.
Yep.
And if you don't, it's like the soldier you were talking about in the break, the soldier who would shoot you if his commanding officer told him to do so. Because why? Because their argument is you can't be questioning your commanding officer during a firefight.
Because you're
going to get killed. You got to kill the other guy first. And you know what? People don't like confrontation. People don't like rocking the boat. I know this as a questioner of authority my whole life. I have been in situations, I have been not fired, but I have left many positions over the years because I had a boss or someone above me who just could not tolerate me questioning things. And usually it's because I like to understand how things work. And I'm a firm believer that there is always a better mousetrap. There is always a better way to do something. And if the day that you stop looking for better ways to do things, it's over. So there is always a better way to do something, and so I'm always questioning. All right, how do we do this better? And some people who've been around
and have set
in their ways and have always done it this way or that way, they don't like boat rockers like me.
which is why
I like to work by myself. By the way,
I'm with you on that 1,000%. We've got David calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
But higher percentage of them would administer a fatal whatever gunshot if you tell them, if you don't kill him, we're going to kill you, which is usually how it's done. Like, for instance, Khmer Rouge, they use child killers, and if the child killers didn't kill, the child killers were killed. And the same goes for the lost boys in Sudan,
yep.
The 10-year-olds with AK-47s.
We're going to kill your parents.
Yep, same thing goes, same thing goes for the cartels in Mexico and Central America, South America. Same thing goes for Boko Haram in Africa. Same thing goes for Al-Qaeda and for ISIS. You can find images of full adult men in uniform on their knees about to be shot in the back of the head by each one has their own shooter, 20 different to be executed and 20 different children standing behind them with a pistol to shoot them in the back of the head so that they learn how to kill and are not afraid of killing in the future when they're ordered to do killing. And, by the way, since it's obvious that the FBI has and others have not only always been listening but are for sure listening now, it's always been my policy to speak directly to anybody who's listening. So hello, FBI, and anyone else who's listening. My name is David Brent Olson, and I have a file at the FBI because I've called you many times. If you haven't already opened the file, FBI, please do so now. David Brent Olson.
You can add to it?
Yeah, you can add to it. And on the devil's advocate on the Milgram and the Stanford experiments, I did read one article somewhere that claimed that there was other exculpatory evidence in those. It did show compassion, more compassion in those experiments that is not as widely reported as the negative aspects of those experiments. So anybody interested might want to look that up.
Whether there were some people expressing compassion or not, unless the Milgram experiment, as it's been reported, is incorrect. Even if they felt bad about it, 65% of people still would have killed.
He's talking about the Stanford. Okay. I believe the guy who administered the Stanford prison experiment was out to sell books. I think that I am still suspicious of that experiment. I think it was ramped up a little bit.
That's what I'm saying, is that you might want to dig a little deeper because there might be more to it that shows more of a good side, not just the bad side that might have been used to sell whatever. And the people that made the bombs that you referred to earlier get a Nobel Peace Prize for dropping bombs. My cousin, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, didn't drop them, but he made those nuclear bombs and did receive a Nobel Prize, not in peace, but in physics. So I want to throw that in there. The retouching of those photographs, there's two sides of that. So you've asked the question, so did the guy retouch the photographs in order to change history to make China...
David, thank you so much for the.
He was leaning towards my argument. Is China behind this?
I know that he was, but he was all over the place, touching on every topic that we've discussed throughout the show in the span of like 3 minutes, and I prefer to pick a point and address that point. He was not doing my belief in humanity any favors by listing out all of the horrific ways in which human beings can act. Like he mentioned Boko Haram and all of these others that essentially, yes, and the child soldiers, they have guns put to their head, and they say, shoot this person, or we will shoot you.
Yeah, if you can't convince your soldiers that you need to kill the enemy or the enemy will kill you, the next step is we'll kill you or we'll kill your family or whatnot. And that's,
that's effective.
Yes.
It is destined to be effective.
I mean, look at our military after 9/11. All you had to say, never forget, you need to go kill some brownies over in the sand. And people were lining up to get on that, to recruit. Hollywood stars who were trying to recruit after 9/11. That's all you had to say. All you had to do was create an enemy, which is what the government, not only is it really good at killing people,
it created an invisible enemy.
It created exactly
a permanent enemy. You can't kill an idea. You can't kill terrorism.
No.
Any more than you can kill a virus.
And that is the strategy behind the invisible enemy, which we're now doing combat with, this invisible virus that will never, ever go, because there's always going to be a variant. There's always going to be a mutation forever and ever and ever and ever, yeah. And you got to get a booster. All you guys who've got the two shots, Pfizer, Moderna, hey, guess what? It's not going to last. You're going to have to get a booster. And you can't stop wearing your mask. And you can't stop social distancing.
There's another similarity between 9/11 and COVID-19, and that was that the news ticker that someone mentioned at the bottom that's always saying, you know, there were this many deaths and this many cases reported today, that came about right after September 11th, because news stories, news stations, which I remember, were just 24/7 news everywhere. There was programming.
Including the report on World Trade Center 7 that was supposedly fell, but it was standing right behind the BBC reporter. Epic fail.
That ticker came about because they're like, oh, there's too much happening all too quickly. We need a better way to get this information out to people as it's happening. Thus, the ticker was born. And it became a permanent part of our lives to just give us constant anxiety about what isn't happening around us. I got to be honest with people. 99% of what you see on that news ticker is irrelevant.
And according to that CNN guy who was caught on tape just last week, he admitted it. He's like, they want the ticker. They want to see the deaths. We were getting calls in the studio, and they're like, no. Wrap those numbers up. Put those numbers back on the screen.
Yep. Because people love it.
They tune in to their favorite news website in the morning, first thing drinking their coffee, to look up the deaths. Because they're sick. That's why this radio station here in Vermont has that fancy jingle. It's sickening. Your COVID-19 update. How the hell? And people love that. That's when the endorphins start kicking in. They're like, oh my God, I'm gonna get my fix. I'm gonna get my COVID fix. I want to hear how many people dead.
Vicariously, I live while the whole world dies. That's how these people are. It's essentially rubbernecking, isn't it? They want to watch everyone else die. They want to see how bad it is.
It's the same people who they immediately go to the obituaries in the newspaper.
Yeah.
I knew that guy. I worked with that guy. He didn't read anything in the newspaper. He didn't follow politics. He didn't read the funnies. He went straight to the damn obituaries every night, and that's all he would touch. He loved it. He fed off of it. He's a damn vampire. You're all vampires, and I'm losing my voice, and I don't know why.
I wish I could argue with you, man, but I don't think you're wrong. Thanks for listening. Head on over to freetalklive.com to find links to all the stuff we're doing there. That's where you'll find links to the chat, to the videos. Back same time tomorrow, it's Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.